Ready? Good morning, everyone. It's approximately 9 a.m. on Monday, January 28th, 2013. This is the date and time announced and scheduled for the open meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. I'm Commissioner Bruce Johnson. With me is Commissioner Darcy Dixon Pignanelli. Commissioner Michael Cragen is participating by phone. And our Executive Director, Barry Conover, is with us. Our Executive Assistant, Krista Johnson, is taking the minutes. This is the time scheduled for public comment. I don't see any members of the public. The first two items on our agenda require a closed meeting. So I would entertain a motion to move into a closed meeting to discuss, in one case, a litigation matter, in another case, a personnel matter.
This is...
I make a motion that we go into closed session so that we can discuss pending or reasonably imminent litigation and the character or fitness of an individual.
Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. We will now go into closed session. Good morning. It's Monday, January 28th, 2013. We are now back in open session of the State Tax Commission meeting. We have been in closed meeting to consider a settlement request, and we've also been in closed meeting to consider certain matters relating to the professional competence, physical or mental health, character of one or more individuals. The closed meeting with regard to settlement was to consider a settlement request in Sprint versus Auditing Division. We had discussions with our counsel and members of our Auditing Division on that settlement proposal, and I would at this point entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we reject the offer that we received in Sprint versus Auditing Division.
Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. That motion passes unanimously. I will be signing an affidavit with regard to the portion of the closed meeting that regarded personnel matters. And we are now back on the open meeting agenda to consider tax commission positions on pending legislation. I would ask our legislative director, Lynn Solarzik, to come forward.
Lynn Solarzik, there was one bill that's tentatively been proposed as a bill that the commission support and put a B on. This is HJR 4, Joint Resolution on Remote Sales. And what this does is it urges Congress to act to authorize states to require all retailers whose sales to consumers in the state exceed a minimum threshold to collect applicable sales taxes on those sales in the state.
I am recommending that the commission support this bill because we have been actively involved for several years in the Streamlined Sales Tax Project, and this legislation would essentially validate that project. I also note that this is a high legislative priority of the National Governors Association, and that Governor Herbert has spoken in support of this proposition, so I believe it's appropriate that we make this a B bill and support it. And I, any questions for Lynn or myself?
No, just it's a resolution, correct? Urging.
Yes.
Okay. I don't personally have any concerns about it at all, and I just note for the record there's nobody here in the audience urging us not to take a position on it. I just would like to know, based upon it being on the agenda, has anybody received any calls from anybody asking that we not take a position on it at all? No? Okay. I'll just note for the record no one's had that, just on that, so.
I have, just in the interest of full disclosure, I have been at meetings in the governor's office with representatives of Overstock.com who have traditionally been opponents of the streamlined sales tax project, and their current position, I believe I can accurately state, is that they do support federal legislation to address this issue at this point. Their concern is that whatever federal legislation is passed provide adequate simplification and protection for retailers. And I would note that the whereas clauses in the resolution kind of coincide with their position. So fair compensation to the tax collecting retailer, I think, is something that we're comfortable with. A meaningful small business exemption, elimination of complexity, that's what we've been trying to do. Tax audit accountability to a single state tax audit authority, that I think we're probably okay with that. Immunity from civil lawsuits for retailers utilizing state provided or state certified software is something the Streamline Project provides for. And state provided or state certified tax collection and remittance software. At this point, we would not anticipate state provided, but I think we would anticipate state certified. So I think we're, I think this is something that, that we can support and Overstock can support.
Great, thank you. That's helpful.
All right, seeing no other questions, I would move that we support HJR 4, Joint Resolution on Remote Sales. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Executive Director's Report, Mr. Conover.
You know, we've had such fun this morning. Making it to work was actually a wonderful experience.
We wouldn't have tried so hard to get here if you'd known what was awaiting you.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, our legislative session started today, and tomorrow we have a they'll be going over some fees, and I'll be there in our appropriations committee, and we're tentatively set on Thursday to on our budget appropriation. And Mr. Chairman, we'll get you some information additionally on that as well in the commission. Our Security Council is moving forward for the state. We are begin our federal audit with the IRS on, I think, February 5th, and that's going to be about a 3 to 5 day intense audit. And we're already looking at a lot of bills and fiscal notes and things like that. So we are definitely engaged in the time of the season of legislation, and I don't have anything else to report to you.
Thank you. Questions? federal audit is every 2 years, isn't it?
Three.
Every 3 years?
Mm-hmm. And then we have...
Didn't we just barely get the results of the last one?
Yes.
About a year
yes.
ago.
It takes them...
It took them about two years to get the results.
Yeah, we get maybe 3 weeks to prepare for the audit, and they take 2.5 years to give us the results back, which then gives us another 3 weeks to prepare again. It's kind of interesting.
My recollection that we just, I know we'd been waiting for those results, and I didn't think we'd had them for very long.
But, you know, they're all under new organization. We've got a whole new set of auditors coming in from the IRS, and a whole new set of Booz Allen Hamilton EDP auditors coming in as well. So we're starting from scratch.
I do take comfort in that process, though, I have to tell you, because we do have a lot of confidential information, and I'm happy to have as many people as possible looking at our processes to make sure that we're protecting that information appropriately. I will also note that I know as the legislative session begins that that's a lot of additional work for, I don't worry about Lynn, it's her job. But it's a lot of additional work for the divisions and certainly some folks in the commissioner's office as well. And so we appreciate everybody's willingness to accomplish what we need to accomplish to keep the legislature informed and to make sure that those bills are as administrable as possible given what the legislators' goals are. So any reports from commissioners?
No.
All right, I believe that concludes our business. I'd accept a final motion.
Move that we adjourn.
All right, we are adjourned. Thank you.
I like that.